The Red School Bus Podcast, rated E for everyone.
Why does that school bus have all those red lights on? Why does that school bus have a spotted dog?
Buckle up and let's make some memories together on the Red School Bus. This is episode 106, brought to you the week of September 26, 2023. I'm your host. My name is James, and my co-host is here.
What's up, James? I'm James, and I am very tired.
Really? Why are you so tired?
I didn't sleep well last night.
Oh, no. Was there burglars trying to break in your house?
No.
Was there a monster under your bed?
I don't know, maybe.
So what kept you up?
My fan turned off in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
I sleep with the fan. Maybe the power flickered or something. But
right. So that got you up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I sleep with a fan. I wonder how many people who listen sleep with a fan. My wife has a machine that sounds like a fan that she sleeps next to. I know. It's much better than my fan on my side of the bed, but... hers sounds like a bunch of fairies whispering to each other. Just sounds super cool. Anyway, what's your favorite number?
I really like the number 7.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, ask me now.
Okay, James?
Yeah?
What's your favorite number?
My favorite number is 0.
Why is that?
Because the more you put after any other number, the more money you have. It takes 1,000 and turns it into 10,000. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
It takes 10,000 and turns it into 100,000. So all you need to do is collect a bunch of zeros and you'll be rich.
Yeah, that's totally how it works.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's good. Zeros are the best. So. All right, we do have an announcement to make, and it's a little sad. Okay. Actually, yeah. It's a lot sad. This is the last episode of Red School Bus. And I know some of you have been with us since our first episode with Jenna Kennison back in 2019. And you've been with us the entire time. I've had so many good stories of kids that use the show to fall asleep to, and that you've had so much fun, and you loved Jenna, and you loved Jay, and you loved James, and you love me, and we've had a great time. But unfortunately, everything has an end. Everything does.
Mm-hmm.
So this show is ending as well, and I'm going to miss all of you. I know James is going to miss everybody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to tell you something that Dr. Seuss said. He's a very smart man. He said, don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened. And that just means don't be sad that Red School Bus isn't going to be around anymore. Be happy with all of the memories and stuff that we shared the whole time we were doing the show. That's what I'm going to try to carry with me, is all the good feelings and the good thoughts. I hope that you've enjoyed Red School Bus. I know it was very fun to do, and I hope all of you grow up to be awesome, awesome adults, because right now you're all awesome, awesome kids. So,
yeah.
Let's get going with a little bit of what we like to call not quite news. All right, this says a pancake flipping robot becomes a celebrity chef. In a surprising twist, a pancake-flipping robot named Flippy has been a sensation in the cooking world. Flippy, known for its lightning-fast pancake flipping, was initially designed to assist busy chefs in a restaurant. But its charm and charisma have turned it into an overnight star. Dressed in a chef's hat and wielding a spatula, Flippy has taken social media by storm. Even famous chef Gordon Ramsay admits, "I never thought I'd be outdone by a robot." Flippy's kitchen skills are no joke, and I'm here to taste test. Flippy's journey into stardom has been filled with funny mishaps, like flinging pancakes into the ceiling and making pancake art that looks like celebrities. Its catchphrase, Flip It Like You Mean It is now popular among pancake lovers. In an unexpected twist, Flippy has landed a cookbook deal and plans to release his own pancake mix. You can now enjoy Flippy-style pancakes at home. So, if you're in the mood for a good laugh and a tasty breakfast, be sure to tune in to Flippy the Robot's cooking show. It's a recipe for fun that you won't want to miss. Wow.
Wow.
That almost sounds like it's true. But that's why we call it not quite news.
Yeah.
Here we go. The Great Pillow Fight Championship. Get ready for the wildest competitor of the year. The Great Pillow Fight Championship. Fighters from all around the globe gathered in a massive arena to battle for the title of the Pillow Fight Champion. I think I could win that. In this spectacular event, contestants sported pajamas and wielded pillows of all shapes and sizes. Some even decked out with flashy LED lights. The goal? To knock your opponent off balance using only your fluffy pillow. And the last one standing is the winner. The competition was intense, with fighters using tactics like fluff and stuff and the pillow tornado. Feathers flew in all directions, creating a summer snowstorm of hilarity that had the audience in stitches. The showstopper was Feathered Fury, a mysterious fighter covered in head to toe with feathers, armed with a supersized pillow. Feathered Fury combined grace and power to take down his opponents, leaving the crowd in awe. In the end, Feathered Fury emerged as the undisputed pillow fighting champion, winning a giant feathered trophy and the admiration of pillow fighters worldwide. When asked about the secret to their success, Feathered Fury simply said, "It's all about the feathers, my friends." So the next time you have a pillow fight, channel your inner Feathered Fury and let the feathers fly. That was not quite news. Yeah. Man, I love a good pillow fight, I tell you.
Yeah.
One time I used to be a youth pastor, and these teenagers, we were at a lock-in, and I had the idea, let's have a pillow fight. And there was this one big dude, but he was a big dude that didn't know he was a big dude. And he hit my wife in the head so hard that it knocked her on the ground. I was like, pillow fight's a bad idea. Let's stop immediately. Except I said it a lot louder. Stop immediately! You know?
Yeah.
So he kind of won, but not in a good way. Anyway, let's do some reviews.
We have one called Educational and Entertaining. I stumbled upon the Red School Bus podcast recently, and I'm so glad I did. Whether it's during car rides or quiet evenings at home, the Red School Bus has become a must-listen in our household. Highly recommend for both kids and parents.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Next is my favorite podcast ever. Hi there, I'm a kid, and I want to tell everyone how much I love the Red School Bus. It's seriously my favorite thing to listen to. The hosts are super funny. They're funny, and they talk about the coolest stuff.
We talk about cool stuff. We don't talk about dumb stuff. Like frogs. Yeah. We don't talk about frogs, because frogs are dumb. What do you think about frogs?
Oh. I think they're... I like frogs.
Oh, no! Frogs are dumb.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Frogs are pretty cool. They're not as cool as turtles.
That's true.
That is true. Yeah. Let's do some stuff kids say. All right. This is actually one from my son that he said when he was little.
Oh.
Yeah. We were walking on our way out of Target. Target was almost closing, and Target said, "Bring your final purchases to the front. We're about to close up." And we were walking, and he didn't say anything for a while, but I could tell he was worried about something. He was 4 years old, and he looked up with me, and he said very quietly, "Did they say close up or blow up?" Poor kid. He was.
How long until he asked?
Oh, it was just, it was a good 5 or 6 steps, you know, toward the register. And, you know, his little brain's probably thinking, we should be moving a little faster if they said blow up. Yeah, bring your final purchases to the front. We're about to blow up. Oh, no. Oh, no, Dad. So, all right. So there's a 4-year-old that said to her mom, "Would you rather live in a house that's pretty on the inside or one like ours?" Our ugly house. Would you rather live in a pretty house or our ugly house, Mom?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. A mom burns a grilled cheese and starts again. And the kid says, "Mom, are you going to make another black sandwich?" There's another one that my daughter did one time. She was watching her mom put clothes in the washing machine. And mom started the washing machine and kind of started to walk away. And little three-year-old Jenna says, "Mom, you forgot the laundry sauce."
The laundry sauce.
Yeah. She didn't know the word detergent, you know? So the laundry sauce. It makes sense if you think about it.
So, yeah.
Let's do some jokes.
Okay. What did one hat say to the other?
It said, "Hi, Bill. How are you doing?"
Well, that's a little funny, actually. Get it? Because the bill of a hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that the answer?
No, the real answer is, "You wait here. I'll go on ahead."
I'll go on ahead.
On ahead.
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh. All right, all right. Tell me another one.
Okay. Why don't circus lions eat clowns?
Because I don't know why.
Because they taste funny.
Ah! Yeah, because they're funny. Clowns are scary, though. So I don't know. They taste scary. Like, I wouldn't. I think lions should eat clowns. It's just my thing, you know. Anyway, tell me another joke.
Why did the chicken cross the playground?
Because it was under arrest. No. Somebody was egging it on. He broke his beak. I don't know. He was a feather's width away from trouble. No, I don't know.
To get to the other slide. Get it?
Yeah.
Slide, side.
Why did this sheep cross the road? To get to the Baba shop. It's so dumb.
Oh my God.
Anyway, let's do some fast facts. Did you know your taste buds change over time? Your taste buds, those tiny things on your tongue that help you taste your favorite foods, change as you grow up. That's why some foods you didn't like when you were young might start tasting better to you when you get older. So let that be a reminder. If you hate something now, maybe when you're grown up, you won't hate it anymore. Your taste buds can even change every few weeks. So don't be surprised if you suddenly enjoy a food that you used to dislike. Or a feud, which means a fight. You know, so if you suddenly enjoy a good fight, it might be your taste buds or your tongue that's involved.
Huh. I might explain why I like broccoli.
I can eat broccoli now. I used to think it was so gross when I was a kid, but yeah, I eat broccoli and it's like little trees, you know, and it tastes like little trees, but I can handle it, you know. But when I was a kid, I just was like, you know, so gross. Anyway, sloths are super slow, even when they poop. Did you know this?
That's interesting.
Sloths are famous for being slow-moving animals, and this includes their bathroom breaks. It can take a sloth up to a month to digest a single meal, and when they finally need to go, they climb down from the trees slowly, they dig a hole, and they do their business in the ground. It's a lesson in patience, even when nature calls. Can you imagine if you had to go to the bathroom and you had to go all the way down a tree at like an inch a day? I can hold it. I'll be right there. And then you get down and you got to dig a hole as a sloth. Yeah. The slowest hole in the world. Oh, man, I really got to go.
Oh, I hit a rock. That's going to take a while to get up.
Man, I would just stay on the ground for emergencies. You know what I'm saying? Or I would let go of the branch and just fall. That's what I would do. Because he could fall fast. I don't think he would fall in slow motion. So, the world's biggest pizza was really, really big. Did you know that the biggest pizza ever made was as large as a soccer field? It measured a whopping 131 feet in diameter and was created in Italy. It took a team of chefs and a whole lot of dough, a whole lot of cheese, and a whole lot of tomato sauce to make a gigantic pizza. Imagine having a pizza party with that. I just imagine getting on it and using it as a slip and slide.
Yeah. Wow, that's creative.
I would just put on like a whole raincoat, you know, and just run and slide on top of pepperoni pieces. That's the only thing I would think of to do.
Yeah. And I wonder how they baked it.
Yeah, it must have been a giant, I don't know, a bunch of maybe fires. I don't know how you'd do that. A whole bunch of stoves put together? I don't know. Maybe I should have done my homework and looked that up, because that's a good question. Let's do some super science facts.
Here's one that's pretty cool. Light travels faster than sound.
Hmm.
Light travels super fast. That's why we see lightning before we hear the thunder during a storm.
Ah.
But a fart sound travels faster than the smell.
So you can see lightning before the thunder. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But a fart sound travels faster than... Okay, I gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
We need to figure out the speed of smell.
Speed of smell.
Yeah.
It's pretty fast, because usually if you hear a toot, you're going to smell something pretty quick, you know? It's like aerosol. Yeah. I don't know. But I've heard that when you see lightning, you can go 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, 4, and count until you hear the rumble of thunder, and that tells you how many miles away the lightning is. So sometimes if kids are scared of the lightning, they can count, and they'll know that the lightning is far, far away. So I like that trick.
Nice. I'll use that next time there's a big, big storm happening. All right. The butterfly's tongue is called a proboscis.
Woo.
Big word. Butterflies use their long straw-like proboscises. Is that how you say that? I don't know.
Sure.
Okay. To drink the nectar from flowers. It's like sipping through a straw. Though not like a crazy straw or bendy straw. It's just a boring straight one.
Oh, well, still, though. If you had a straw instead of a tongue, first it would be hard to talk. But it would be so cool to like, you know, just suck up soda or something, you know. I would probably use my straw tongue for evil, though. Like, I would go up to my sister and sneak up beside her and stick my tongue almost to her ear and then blow air in her ear. You know what I'm saying? And I would put spitballs in my tongue and spit them at people. I would be bad. Nasty. So it's good that I'm not a butterfly?
Butterfly.
Yeah. Butterflies have to be the nicest animals, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, what's a butterfly ever done mean to anybody in the world?
Taking too much nectar from a flower?
Yeah, but... I don't know. I don't even know if that's possible. They just sip it. They just take a little sip.
I guess you're right. Anyways, a group of fish is called a school.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the worst news I've ever heard. They got to go to school, too?
Apparently. Man, this is funny. When a fish swims together in a group, it's called a school. They do this to protect themselves from predators like sharks or anything that wants to hurt them.
Yeah.
Luckily, when they swim together, they don't go to real school. Okay, that's good. That's some reassuring news.
It would stink up all the classrooms if there was fish in there. Yeah, that would be it'd be terrible. I remember that one scene. Was it in Finding Nemo? Or no, Finding Dory? Where Finding all Nemo. The fish got together and could make shapes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that. You remember that? They like made arrows and thumbs up. And was that in Dory or Finding Nemo? I can't remember.
I think that was in Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Very funny. Very cool. That was a school of fish then, I suppose. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, it's time for the word of the week already. All right. Today, the word is hobbledehoy. Say it with me now. Hobbledehoy.
Hobbledehoy.
Hobbledehoy. Sounds like the name of a hobbit, you know? Hello, Mr. Hobbledehoy. Hello, Mr. Bistle. You know, I don't know. I don't know what hobbits talk like, really.
That was pretty close.
Okay. A hobbledehoy is an awkward or clumsy young person, like you, James. Yeah.
Oh.
Often used humorously to describe a teenager going through a clumsy phase. Again, you know, 13-year-olds, you know, maybe it's you. we always use it in a sentence. At the family picnic, young Timmy was in the midst of a classic hobbledehoy moment when he managed to simultaneously trip over his own shoelaces, spill potato salad on Aunt Mildred's lap, and send a frisbee soaring into the lake, all while trying to impress his crush with a dramatic cartwheel. Mm. Yeah, Timmy had a hobbledehoy moment. So, isn't there such a thing as a bruh moment?
Yeah.
So, tell me what that is.
I think a bro moment is when someone of any age does something that's really dumb.
Okay. So it's similar to a hobbledehoy moment, really.
Yeah.
But hobbledehoy doesn't sound nearly as cool as bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do some puzzle play.
All right. I have a riddle for you.
Oh, no. I don't like riddles. Not on the last show. Oh, let's do a tongue twister instead. Come on. Timmy tips tiny... treats, towering trumpets. I don't know. I was trying to make up something.
Okay. I have keys, but no locks. Oh, no. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you can't go inside. What am I?
Okay, read it again.
I have keys, but no open locks.
No locks.
I have space, but no room. You can enter, but you cannot go inside. What am I?
You have keys... but you don't open locks. You have a space, but no room. And you can enter, but you can't go inside. This sounds like the piano one almost. You remember that one where the keys?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's pretend the keys open, no locks. So they have it has keys, like a piano. Yep. Has space, what has a space and keys? I feel like it's right there. Enter. What has space, enter, and keys? Space, enter, and keys. Is it a keyboard?
Yes, you got it. Nice.
All right. I feel good. I needed to feel smart for once in my whole life. That is awesome. Thank you so much. Guys and girls, that is the end of this episode and therefore the end of Red School Bus. It has been an awesome trip. We've had a lot of great stops along the way. We've had a lot of good stories, and we will miss you all. I want to thank all of my listeners and supporters. I want to thank Jenna and Jay, and most of all, James.
Of course, I've enjoyed this journey with you and all the other listeners.
That's right. We'll miss all of you. Take care. And as E.T. once said, be good. Bye-bye.
Bye.